open your sheet to number 25. 25. Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast, but the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed, be in time. Fairest flowers soon decay, youth and beauty pass away. Oh, you have not long to stay, be in time. While God's Spirit bids you come, sinner, do not longer roam. Lest you seal your hopeless doom, be in time. Time is gliding swiftly by. Death and judgment both draw nigh. To the arms of Jesus fly, be in time. Oh, I pray you count the cost ere the fatal line be crossed, and your Christless soul be lost, be in time. Number 25. Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are going fast, and the die will soon be cast. Thank you. Number 40, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Number two. Come 'tis Jesus gently calling. Is that it? Number two. Some brother started, please. Life at best is very brief. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Under this beautiful hymn, Come, 'tis Jesus, gently calling. Shall we sing another? 41. This takes us out of this world, and we sing about that bright and blessed scene where sin can never come. Number 41 on the back side of the sheet. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children of sins are all forgiven, will heavenly anthems ring, singing glory, glory, glory to God, unknowing. In shining robes of scarlet white, each one will be arrayed. Let it everlasting light and joys that never fade, singing glory, glory, glory to God on earth. What brings them to that world of madness, of pride and fear, where all its peace and joy and love are gone, those children there singing glory, glory, glory be to God on earth. Because our Savior shed His blood, purged away their sin. No one in that cold, precious blood beholds them white and clean, singing glory, glory, glory to God on high. Shall we read? From John 10, and then from John 20. John 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold or flock and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. John 20. John 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. In John 10, we read about the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus speaking. And you know his words as we read them. And likely you can say the verse with which we began, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. We have much in common here this morning. You have life. I have life. We're in the same place. Des Moines, Iowa, USA, North America, this world. But there are differences. You're young. There are those older. And there are those that are still older. You're not my age. But you know we have the same word. And you can have the same Savior, for there's but one. And he's the Good Shepherd, who is willing to give his life for you. Isn't it wonderful to know that he was willing to do that? Oh, there are those that do much for us. Yes, a brother can stay by a brother a long time. A sister, a mother, a father, they can do much for us. But the Lord Jesus can go farther than anyone. He has gone farther than anyone. For he's the good shepherd who came to give his life for us. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That tells us that he loves us, doesn't it? And that's why we sing together, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And listen to his voice as we hear him speak from his precious word. Oh, it's here that we find the voice of the Good Shepherd calling the sheep, calling the lambs. He called them when he was here. And he's still calling today. And he's calling for you. He wants you now. Oh, what a sweet call. What a lovely message he has left with us. Come, 'tis Jesus gently calling. Ye with care and toil oppressed. Perhaps you don't feel that so much as a little boy or a little girl. But childhood and youth, after all, are vanity. Do you tie your shoes? There was a time when you didn't. But you've accepted responsibility. You know you're growing up and you're becoming more responsible all the time. Do you go to school? Do you have lessons to do? Do you have chores at home? Oh, there are those things, you know. that we need do. But after all, it seems empty. Oh yes, life is empty. It comes to nothing without the Savior. Oh, the Lord Jesus came, and He's calling for us this morning, and He wants us today, He wants us now. And this is another first day of the week, the day of our Lord's resurrection. He gave His life for the sheep. You know, David must have been somewhat of a good shepherd himself. And he protected the sheep. And no doubt he would stand between the sheep and the wolves, or between the sheep and the enemy. But you know, he couldn't give his life for them as the Lord Jesus did. Because he gave his life, he laid down his life, and he took it up again. Oh, that's the beauty of that story. There's one who has laid down his life and has taken his life up again. He's really given his life for us. The good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. How do we respond to that? What have we done about it? You know, we're much the same here. However, you're young, as we were saying. Would it be all right to wait a long time, you know, before we looked up to the Lord Jesus? You wouldn't want to wait, would you? Oh, it's nice to do that now. It's best to do it now. Or it may be too late tomorrow. You know, this world is coming to a sad day. Oh, it's getting worse all the time. The problems are being multiplied. Men are not able to take care of the ugly things that develop in this world. There are wars. You know what war is, don't you? You've heard about it. War is a terrible thing, and that has been the choice of this world because they refused the Prince of Peace. That's the Lord Jesus. They couldn't have peace without Him. So there's been trouble ever since, but you know you can have peace right inside here. And we need it inside, don't we? If you need a new shoe, do you get the polish? Put polish on it? Will that make an old shoe new? Or it might look nicer. But if your shoe is worn out, you must get another one. And you know, this life that we have is the old Adam life. And we need a new life from the good shepherd that gave his life for the sheep, that came that we might have that abundant life, eternal life. So ye must be born again. Have you heard that? Ye must be born again. Did you hear it from your mother, your father? Or did your sister tell you, your brother tell you? Where did you find it? Where did it come from? It came from this book, didn't it? John 3. Same gospel that we read from. You must be born again. Oh, you need to be made new inside. And have that new life. Now we turn to John 20. John 20. Verses 19 and 20. The same day at evening, the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst. This is after he'd been crucified. This is after he'd been nailed to the cross. He's risen now. He's alive forevermore. And the disciples were in that room, and they had the doors fastened because they were afraid of those outside. And Jesus knew that they were afraid, and he came right into their midst with a message of peace. Oh, he wanted them to have peace. That's what we need too, isn't it? We need life. We need peace. We need the Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd. We need his word. We need to hear his voice. Jesus stood in the midst. Jesus, right among his disciples. That same one that they had known before, now risen from among the dead, standing in their midst. Jesus stood in the midst. And he spoke to them. And he speaks to you. And the message that he gave them, he gives to us today. Peace unto you. And that's the message that he sent to you today. From that time on, that message of peace. You read about it in the next verses. Is the message that we have in the gospel. You listen to the gospel, don't you? You know John 3:16. But do you know the Savior, God's Son, of John 3:16? It's one thing to know the verse. It's another thing to know the one that gave us the verse. We need to know the Savior, don't we? We need to know Jesus, who stood in the midst and said, peace unto you. When he so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Did he have something in his hands? In his hands were those nail prints. And those nail prints in the Savior's hands tell us that man didn't like him. That men nailed him to the cross. He was rejected. They didn't want him. But he loved sinners just the same. He showed unto them his hands and his side. What was in his side? Oh, there in his side was that spear mark. For the Roman soldier had thrust a spear into the Savior's side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Oh, that mark in the Savior's side tells us of his love to us, of his work for us, what he did at that cross to save us from our sins. Oh, you don't need to wear a cross. You need his word. You need to hear his voice.
And you need to be reminded of what he's done for you. He was mistreated, nailed to that cross, rejected, despised, hated, lifted up, crucified. He gave his life. He dismissed his spirit. And then that spear was thrust into his side, and his precious blood was shed for the remission of our sins. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all our every sin. That's the Savior's voice. That's his message to you. Do you believe it? Oh, trust in that Savior, and you'll never be confounded or disappointed in him. You may be disappointed in me, but you'll never be disappointed in him. It hasn't been that way with me. As a boy, at the age of 9, I confessed Jesus. And I haven't been sorry. Oh, I regret that I haven't used this book as I ought to use it. I should have used it. Oh, we need to use it more and more. And there's an old brother from Chicago who said to me in Kentucky, he said, you know, the more you rub this book, the brighter it shines. So it does. Oh, this morning, boys and girls, hear the voice of the Good Shepherd calling you. And remember how he was in the midst of his own and showed them his hands and his side, telling of his love to them and his work for them. And he's calling you today, and he'll give you that same peace that he gave them if you'll trust in him, and trust in him now. Number 43, the one door, only one, inside and outside. On which side of you are you? You start it, brother.